Why do employees cheat at work? It could be something like fudging hours. It could also be something like creating software to get around federal requirements, like at Volkswagen. The show's Mark Brody is here with some new research in this area. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Christina. And it turns out, of course, it's all our boss's fault.
It is.
It is. Actually, it's not really, of course. But Mike Baer believes one factor in workplace cheating is unrealistic expectations. Baer is an assistant professor in the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU in the Department of Management and Entrepreneurship. And he's been looking into this. And I asked him how prevalent cheating is in the workplace, be it something relatively small or something pretty big, like at Wells Fargo or VW.
Yeah, in fact, that's exactly what we investigated. So we looked at the extent to which employees engage in things like overinflating their performance on a daily level. Do they lie about how much work they've done? Do they lie about the fact that they came in late or how much they contributed to a project? And so this is the sort of thing that I think we see happening on a regular basis. Now, the baseline's not super high, but you know, we surveyed across two different studies, more than 1,000 different people, and the incidence of it was not super low.
Why is this happening?
So there's a lot of reasons why people might engage in unethical behavior. One of the things that we investigated is the fact that when they feel a high level of performance pressure, that they need to perform at a high level or their job's going to be at risk, and perhaps they may even lose their job, that inspires them to cheat more. And the reason that happens is, you know, by nature, we all have some level of self-interest. And self-interest is not a bad thing. However, when the performance demands on an employee become too high, instead of causing employees to focus on things that help the organization, the employees feel this need to protect themselves from harm. And one of the ways that they can do that is to cheat.
So is this just a matter of expectations being too high, or maybe expectations not being realistic based on what a human worker could actually do?
Yeah, that's one of the things. And I think we see some of that in Wells Fargo and also at Volkswagen. At Wells Fargo, for example, the performance standard that they were asked to meet is they were asked to have each customer have 8 different accounts. There was no real basis for why customers might need 8 accounts, or they didn't base that on any research that showed that employees could actually open 8 accounts for their customers. And we saw the same thing at Volkswagen, is they were asked to create a clean diesel engine that got good fuel economy and was inexpensive to make. It's an impossible task. And employees undoubtedly felt this same pressure going, I'm being asked to do something impossible. Well, I guess one way to do that is by lying and cheating to reach those performance standards.
Well, I guess at what point does an employee have to sort of look in the mirror, for lack of a better word, and say, look, this is not possible, and either communicate that to their supervisor or say, I'm not willing to do what it takes to make this unrealistic goal happen if it was to be done the right way?
And that is a tough thing, because if you're in an environment that is demanding performance like this, the employees that speak up and say, I'm not able to meet this, what's likely to happen to them? They're the employees that are likely to lose their job.
So taking aside some of the higher level cheating, like what you've been talking about at Wells Fargo and Volkswagen, are there different reasons that employees lie and cheat if it's just a matter of, you know, coming into work late or inflating, you know, their sales goals or something that, you know, just sort of is unique to that organization, maybe not something that is making the news?
Yes, we looked at, you know, the way that we measure cheating was in two different ways. And one of the ways is I'm lying to avoid getting in trouble. And the other one is I'm lying or cheating to get ahead. And so there's kind of two different reasons why employees might engage in those behaviors.
And in the case of employees who are sort of doing lower level cheating and lying, let's call it, is it more a matter of one of those or the other?
So we found that if they were doing one, they were kind of doing both at the same time. So it wasn't an either or, is the relationship between those two different behaviors was extremely high.
Do you think that based on what happened and all the attention that was given to the scandals at Wells Fargo and Volkswagen, Do you get the sense that employers are now looking to try to take some of this stuff into account and maybe have more communication about what is a realistic target? Let's talk about whether or not you can meet them. And let's be clear that we are doing this without breaking any letters or even spirits of the laws or rules.
So you make a great point, because that really is the solution. Some of this Wells Fargo and Volkswagen stuff is so recent that I don't think we know yet the positive repercussions that will come out of this. Although I do think that people are more aware now that this is what happens when an organization sets these performance standards and doesn't back that up with, you know, the idea that we need to do these things the right way. And so if you've created a culture that essentially says the most important thing is performance, and we don't really care how you get there, we're not saying go out and cheat, but we're also not saying don't cheat. And so in order to stop that, you're exactly right. Organizations need to proactively say, listen, we know we're placing high performance standards on you, but no matter what, the number one thing for us is we don't violate this ethical code of conduct that we've set.
That's Mike Baer with the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. Mike, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be on.